Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, we haven't talked enough about Oregon lately, so I think we need to remedy that. And one good way is to go back and visit one of the founders of the Oregon wine industry, Richard Ponzi. I've always liked their stuff, you know. It may not be as great as Ken Wright's, but it's just good Oregon, good Oregon Pinot Noir. And actually, they're kind of a bellwether because you can see how Oregon is going by tasting through their wines, I believe.
I think you're right. And I don't know about the Ken Wright analogy. I think these guys are right there. It's a different kind of an approach. The California, with a lot of these Burgundian styles, especially Pinot Noir, has tended to be on the fleshier side.
Mm-hmm.
The Oregonian Pinot Noirs have always, to me, been a little bit more delicate, a little more elegant, and a little more restrained in the overall approach. And I tasted through five wines from Ponzi, and I definitely saw that. Now, their big bread and butter wine, I believe, is their Pinot Gris. This is a Willamette Valley designation. It's 2013 is the one I tried. This is going to sell for $17 to $20 a bottle. Lovely wine. Green apple flavors with just a hint of vanilla, a little bit of citrus and honey, with wonderful bright acidity. It's sort of elegant, stylish, and crisp. A good, perfect sort of warmer weather sipper with some good seafood. And as I said, at $17 to $20, I thought it was a pretty good value. They're really one of the first people that was doing Chardonnay up in that area. I tried the Reserve Chardonnay. Sells for about $31, so at this level of Chardonnay, I think this is actually quite reasonable. I liked this quite a bit. Again, it was going to be more on the subtle side with a touch of oaky vanilla, firm minerality. There was sort of a nuance of lemon custard and a note of a little bit of graham cracker crust that I found really appealing. Yeah, I mean, but it's got this lovely bright acidity, and there's no sense of weight per se. So I found this to be fascinating to have that much going on and yet an overall lightness of character that I found very appealing. Now, Pinot Noir is the driver, and I tried three different ones. And if you get a chance to do this, and you want to look at a producer and say, okay, here's the good, better, best, and you taste these through, you can definitely get good, better, best. It's pretty cool. So I started with their 2012 Tavola designated Willamette Valley Pinot Noir. Sells for about $26, and this has got sort of classic flavors: soft ripe cherry with a little bit of spice and a subtle cola note. Again, wonderfully lean structure with good acidity, just a touch of heat in the finish, and that was the $26 version. Then there's the quote-unquote regular Willamette Valley designated Pinot Noir. This is about $38 to $40, probably thereabouts. This is definitely going to be a step up from the Tavola. A little fuller nose, a little richer sort of overall cherry flavors with spice, raspberry notes, and a hint of, again, vanilla and cola. But there's a woodsiness there that I found very appealing. And again, well-structured, elegantly lean. If there's a theme running through it, elegant is the theme. And then I had the 40th Anniversary Reserve Pinot Noir. And this is just beautiful.
Oh, boy.
Earthy cherry and plum forward nose with a hint of tobacco and just a note of coffee. A silky smooth texture, elegantly layered with nice, as I said, bright crisp acidity. This is stylish. This is elegant. It has a sense of restraint approaching wow. Good stuff.
Wow. And how does that sell? How
much that one sells about $60.
Wow. That sounds like first-rate Pinot Noir.
Saturday
and
night.
That sounds like a lot, but what does $60 get you in Burgundy?
Yeah. Well, not anywhere near that, I promise
right.
you.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.